Welcome to Investigative Post's Money in Politics. I'm Jeff Kelly, government and politics reporter with Investigative Post, and I'm here with Investigative Post editor Jim Heaney. Jim is standing in for Ken Crooley, who researches and produces Money in Politics, a regular feature on our website. This week, Ken is on vacation, so it's you and me, Jim.
Yes, Ken's in Florida. I guess he's warmer than us, but weather's not bad, all things considered.
So. And after he gets home and self-isolates for a little while, maybe we'll let him back in the office.
Yeah.
So today, Jim, we're looking at local donors to our embattled governor, Andrew Cuomo. Would you quick run through some of the issues facing Cuomo right now?
Well, Cuomo's in trouble for really getting caught being Andrew Cuomo. He's run roughshod over people his entire career, really. First is his father's kind of hatchet man and campaign manager, and now is governor. So there's allegations of sexual harassment, even assault. There's the hiding of the nursing home deaths, making COVID tests available to friends and family, kind of an unusual and incriminating friends and family program. The book deal. And, you know, going all the way back to the beginning, you know, the Buffalo Billion scandal, you know, in the bid rigging at the Tesla plant. He's got a long history of not playing by the rules, and it's catching up to him. And as has been pointed out in some other press accounts, the trouble he faces right now is nobody really ever liked him to begin with. He kind of was successful through intimidation, and now that he's vulnerable, very few people are willing to rally to his side because they never really liked him to begin with.
Including fellow Democrats who cannot seem to, like, jump off his sinking ship fast enough.
Yeah. I mean, he's in deep trouble. So, you know, what we wanted to do is look at, you know, who his money people in Western New York are. And while we don't answer the question, it begs the question, what are they thinking?
Well, and I guess we'll find out how long their support lasts. Let me look through some of the numbers. What we did, first of all, is we looked at donations to Andrew Cuomo for New York from 2017 to the present, which included one election cycle, his re-election cycle in 2018. And then we separated out Western New York donors by zip code. And where it made sense, we consolidated individual donations with donations from the corporations those individuals control. So we got a picture of who was giving.
And it's worth noting for our listeners that because the State Board of Elections has so badly messed up their website, which journalists use, among others, to try and identify, you know, who gives money to who, you know, we had to bring in our data specialist, Andy Bailey, to get the data so that we were confident that we had it all.
We almost canceled this column. That's how bad the new data portal is. That you can't be sure without triple checking, quadruple checking, that you're getting accurate data, if you can get data at all.
So fire away on the numbers, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. Well, here are some numbers. Since 2017 to the present day, which includes his 2018 reelection campaign, Cuomo statewide, countrywide, raised more than $38.4 million. Less than $600,000 of that came from Western New York donors. Before we go any further, let's just talk about that for a second. That's just 1.5% of Cuomo's fundraising. Jim, are we so poor around here, or is he just that unpopular in Western New York?
That's a really good question. The fact that only 1.5% of the money he's raised has come from our part of the state is astounding to me. Is it, you know, I don't have a good answer for that.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's striking. It's really striking.
It's really striking, and maybe it's because, you know, maybe there's not a second Buffalo Billion coming, or people would be ponying up more to make
sure
that they
have been convicted of corruption and are no longer giving him money or fundraising for him.
Here are some more numbers. The biggest Cuomo donors around here over the last 4 years are the Joseph family, owners of the Clover Group. They're big real estate developers and property owners and property managers. Michael and Roberta Joseph each gave $25,000 to Cuomo's 2018 reelection campaign. Then they added another $100,000 filtered through 33 limited liability corporations, or LLCs, all of them controlled by the Clover Group. $150,000 total, a quarter of the money Cuomo raised in Western New York, and most of it, two-thirds of it, through LLCs.
Is the LLC portion of that legal?
It was then. It's not now. So almost all of this happened before the so-called LLC loophole was closed in January 2019. Since then, LLCs have had to disclose their ownership when they give money to candidates, and that money then counts as individual donations from those owners. You know, before the loophole was closed, rich donors could use LLCs to basically do an end around on donation limits, especially real estate owners like Clover, like the Josephs, like Palladino, all these real estate developers. They make LLCs for each property they own, and they can give money from that LLC as sure as it's a person, or they could until January 2019. That's what the Josephs did. Right before the law changed, right after Cuomo won re-election.
Yeah, and the loophole's been closed. Let's see, because of the kind of tepid enforcement by the Board of Elections, whether or not there's any teeth in that law. Or not.
That's correct. Now, a lot of candidates and a lot of corporations have been abiding by the change in the law, but as we noted in a previous Money in Politics column, Mayor Byron Brown and his campaign finance filings. He has not broken down, he has not revealed the owners of LLCs that have given money to him since 2019, not in any filing.
It was striking looking at the list that Howard Zemsky didn't make the list. He's been a prolific donor in the past and a strong political ally. Where
he headed up Empire State Development. That's got to cost a guy money, right? But yeah, it's a good question. The Zemsky family, like the Josephs, have been big donors to Cuomo. They gave about $150,000 to Cuomo for governor between 2008 and 2016. No donations since 2016, so it's just outside the time period that we looked.
I find it really surprising. Really surprising.
And it's not like the Zemskys stopped giving money to candidates. They continue to. Howard and Leslie Zemsky both. It's worth noting that, and we noted this in a previous Money in Politics column about the Zemskys, they mostly give donations in their own name. They use some of their corporate entities sometimes, but most of it is up front, right in their name.
Another thing that was striking was not many small donors in this list.
Very, very few. It's all big money, relatively big money. Of the 99 individual donors that we counted, 52 gave less than $500, and their donations added up to less than $3,000. That's out of the $600,000 total. And on the corporate side, almost all the donations are $1,000 and up, and a lot of them, frankly, belong to entities that are associated with the Clover Group, with the Josephs. So, you know, even those $1,000 donations contribute to that $150,000 total. They're not small.
Yeah, looking over the list that you and Andy developed, it looks like there's, in terms of groups or industries, it looks like there's a lot of real estate folks on here, healthcare.
About half of them are somehow involved in real estate development or management or construction.
And there's some legal money in here, a little bit of labor union as well. And I can't help but notice that Tony Masiello, who's now obviously a lobbyist, you know, gave $19,500. So it's
worth noting about Tony. Tony gave that money two ways. Individually, he gave $8,500. Then $11,000 came from friends of Anthony Masiello, his campaign committee, even though, of course, Tony has not been in office for 15 years. So the next time we'll get a glimpse inside Cuomo's campaign finances is July, and that might tell a story about whether people are continuing to give to him, whether they're holding back their support, whether he's even trying to raise money. He's up for re-election next year if he makes it that far. What do you think? You think he'll resign? You think he'll be impeached?
If I had to guess, I think he'll serve out his term. He'll get primaried and lose, and whoever wins the Democratic primary will become the next governor. I think that he would be very hard-pressed to win election to another term. I think that the issues that have been raised are legitimate issues that voters are going to pay attention to. And I just think there's going to be a long line of people who want to take a crack at winning a primary. I'm going to throw out a name that has not been thrown out.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out Preet Bharara. And the reason why I'll throw out Preet Bharara is because the overriding problem in state government is not policy. It's ethics. It's corruption. It's the dysfunctional nature of state government, which is rooted in just a lack of ethics. And I think more than somebody who's right, quote, right on the issues, I think if we could elect someone who would go in and clean up state government and then let policy follow from that. But as long as state government continues to be a cesspool, you know, we're going to be nowhere as a state. So, you know, Preet, if you're listening.
But, you know, it's interesting because corruption in government, lack of ethics, it's really a matter of inertia, right? It's someone goes to Albany, assemblyman, new state senator, bureaucrat, what have you, gets there, and, you know, the scales fall from their eyes, and they're like, oh, this is how things are done. Well, I guess if this is how things are done, this is how I'd better do things.
Yeah, it's the, I talk about corruption and ethics. It's really, more than anything, it's the culture, which you just referred to. You know, the culture of governing in New York State needs to change, and I'm hard-pressed to think that that's going to change by electing someone who is a part of that culture. You know, and maybe it's wishful thinking, but I think we need someone with a really big broom, really big broom.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess Carl Palladino agreed with you.
Well, yeah, no, I please, no, we're not. Carl Palladino is not the answer.
I'm cutting that section. I'm cutting this section out. The only Republican, so we had a Republican who was interested locally, Tom Reed, the congressman for now, Congressman Tom Reed, seemed to be poised to challenge Andrew Cuomo next year, and was calling out Cuomo on these sexual harassment charges, among other things, until he had a little problem of his own surface. And so he has fallen away from the scene. He is leaving office. And now the only Republican so far who has jumped in is Lee Zeldin, a congressman from Long Island, who is an avid Trump supporter. He voted to discount last November's presidential election results, that kind of Trump guy. Rare in New York State, actually. And
well, what's rare? We've got a congressman from Western New York who voted against accepting.
That's true, but he's from Western New York. We're the ones who don't give to Cuomo, remember? Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And July is maybe our first shot at getting a sense of whether Cuomo is able to fundraise.
Well, it's also going to be an indicator as to whether or not he really intends to run. If we don't see much fundraising activity, I think that's an indicator that he's decided to not seek re-election.
What do I usually say here? That's Money in Politics for this week. You can follow Ken Cruley's work even in his absence at politicsandstuff.com. And, of course, keep coming back to investigativepost.org for our deep coverage of issues of importance to Western New York.